My name is Karen Hirchbees, and I have the great honor to address you on behalf of the Masters of Rehabilitation graduating class of the fall of 2009, the largest graduating class since the inception of the program in 2005. My address this evening is the result of the process that has become second nature to my fellow graduates, Ellie Ray, Kathy Hatcher, Kathy Davidson, Twyla Mills, Darlene Russell, and myself, that of online collaborating. Not only has this process enhanced our learning, it has allowed the miles between us to be melted away, provided us with information at our fingertips, and has brought professors, experts, colleagues from across Canada and around the world into our homes. Although we come from very different backgrounds, very different areas of practice, and geographical regions, the six of us did not have much difficulty in finding a commonality upon which to base our remarks this evening. Our thoughts on the journey towards our masters were grounded in the realities of day-to-day practice and motivated by the desire to participate and positively influence change. It became very clear to us that in these turbulent times in healthcare, amidst resource challenges, stakeholder demands, rapidly changing demographics and technology, that the steadfast foundation we all shared was the need to continuously grow, move forward, and find solutions and possibilities in an environment plagued with uncertainty and limitations. However, we realized the fact that although we were looking for something when we started the program, none of us were exactly sure what that exact something was, nor did we anticipate the opportunities it would create. Much like agreeing to go on a hike, not potentially camp, but on a hike at the last minute, in which we were not involved in determining the route or the destination. However, we were able to find and discover natural treasures, breathtaking vistas, and wildlife wonders. So too has been the unexpected surprises on our trek to the completion of this master's program. Most particularly, the recognition of the value of relationships and teamwork in achieving the summit, in achieving our goal, in getting to where we are today. One of the biggest surprises to us was the gift of camaraderie that emerged between the learners, the professors, and the advisors, despite the online nature of our communication, and the unique challenges in building a relationship that relies solely on the written word. Despite initially longing to hear voices and see faces, we did establish wonderful relationships with our classmates and professors. In fact, today, although many of us had not met face-to-face before, we greeted each other as long-lost friends. We also further came to appreciate the importance of building relationships with our clients, understanding their hopes and dreams, needs and perspectives, and how the time involved in nurturing these relationships cannot be underestimated or undervalued, as its impact has tremendous significance on the long-term outcome. And finally, we developed a greater appreciation for the contribution and perspectives of our fellow teammates, other health disciplines, each with designated skill sets and theoretical backgrounds, each valuable in their unique way in creating a well-functioning team, in achieving common goals, and in striving to gain further insights into the lives of those we care for. However, perhaps most amazing to us were the changes that have occurred within each and every one of us. Through this program, we have grown in so many ways. We have become analysts and consumers of and contributors to the evidence that supports our practice. We have evolved into knowledge translators, skillful advocates, effective educators and evaluators, innovators, visionaries, and leaders. None of this personal growth would have been possible without those who supported, encouraged, guided, and believed in us along the way. On behalf of the graduates, I would like to thank our course facilitators, and especially each of our faculty research advisors, Sandra Bressler, Chris Carpenter, Julia Henderson, Patricia Mortison, and Doreen Toll Sullivan for their dedication, commitment, knowledge, wisdom, and direction in our research pursuits. You have been exemplary role models, and very patient mentors. Thank you to our employers, agency sponsors, and managers who have supported our research projects and our academic journeys, for believing in us and our ideas, and for your commitment to bettering the services we deliver. We are deeply appreciative. A depth of gratitude also must be extended to our family and friends for picking up the pieces when we were stressing over projects and coursework, for understanding when plans needed to be altered, for encouraging us when we were losing momentum, and for believing, sometimes more than us, that this day would finally come. A sincere thank you. To the person who had the vision for this program, Sue Stanton, who believed that graduate education should be accessible to all and created a program that reached far beyond the university walls and provided many of us with an opportunity that otherwise we would not have had. Sincerest thank you, Sue. Our careers and lives have been changed forever thanks to your vision, perseverance, and your efforts. And we do have a small token of our appreciation for you. To this person who seems to keep everything together, Lois Nightingale. You have focused us, informed us, and found answers to questions somewhat obscure. At times, to you, we extend a special thank you and also have a token of appreciation. Success is a good fortune that comes from aspiration, desperation, perspiration, and inspiration. Finally, I must extend a thank you to my fellow graduates for inspiring, encouraging, sharing, and sweating it out with me along the way. To you, I wish ongoing success in life, where perseverance is your bosom friend,